The case name reads like the main characters in a bedtime fairy tale. Odyssey Marine Exploration Incorporated versus the Unidentified Shipwrecked Vessel or Vessels and the Kingdom of Spain. This is no fairy tale. The case is just one chapter in the true story of Odyssey Marine Exploration, the company that announced last week that it had located the HMS Victory, a shipwreck from 1744, carrying the company hopes much gold. Before that find came the tussle with Spain over three apparently different shipwrecks. It's no fairy tale, but it is a mystery. I say that because, as you may have read in coverage of the Victory find, when one runs a shipwreck-finding company, one keeps things pretty close to the vest, especially when the shipwreck is from many, many years ago, back when ships contained the stuff of today's cartoons, gold pieces, the weight of which is measured not in pounds, but tons. There are a handful of court decisions springing from the dispute between Odyssey and Spain, and most concern Odyssey's attempts to keep secrets. Spain complained that the company kept too many things confidential in the dispute: documents, photographs, videotapes, and artifact lists. Even though Spain entered the case in order to determine if it had any connection with the ships under the sea, the company, Spain complained, wouldn't give up the information that might make such a connection possible. Odyssey, in turn, argued that such revelations would lessen revenue it receives from selling artifacts and documentation, and might inspire other treasure hunters, jeopardizing the shipwreck site. And so we get legal decisions in which the court balances the right of the company to keep its secrets against the right of the original owner of the undersea ship. In Odyssey versus Spain, the court held last spring, Odyssey must give up the artifact summary, some photographs, and any good faith belief regarding the vessel's identities so that Spain can try to establish a connection to the find. But the shipwreck's precise location, photographs of the seabed, and site plans could remain a secret. Courts go to such lengths to protect a marine salvage company because, they write, to protect such a company helps us all. To allow competing salvers to crisscross their own paths through the wreck site area could result in substantial disturbance of the historical and archaeological capabilities by preventing chronological and comprehensive mapping, studying, preserving, through photographs and otherwise, the full value of the corridor, a court wrote in a different shipwreck case. This would diminish the capabilities of the archaeologists to recreate with authenticity the full spectrum of life represented by the wrecks and the wreck sites in the early 17th century. But of course, for the salvage company, the interest isn't only archaeological, because under maritime law, it'll likely be at least partial owner of what it finds. And the fairy tale-like treasure that lies within the HMS Victory, for example, could be substantial, up to $1 billion worth of gold alone. I'm Amy Guida.